Thank you so much for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Hey, Nikki. I received iPhone 13 Pro, and I am looking at the bottom print, and it says by placing your sweepstakes entry for win big sweepstakes, you will be charged the entry price of $7.95 today. You may opt to re-enroll monthly. Does that mean I'm just enrolling to try and win the phone, or does that mean that I actually won the phone?
I'm sorry. I had to be able to take a look at your account to give you that information. Can I please have your zip code?
78613.
That's going to be 78613. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Can I please have your first and last name?
B. Bravo.
Okay, I do apologize about the way. How do you spell your first name?
B-E-A.
Okay, and how do you spell your last name? I do apologize once again.
B-R-A-V-O.
Okay, and just give me one moment while I find your account for it. Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. Can I please have the last four digits of your card number so I can be able to look at your account for you?
I didn't put the card number because I didn't understand the terms at the bottom.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about this experience. In order for me to give you that information, I had to be able to take a look at your account.
So you don't know what sweepstakes I'm talking about?
No, ma'am. I had to be able to take a look at your account, and I do apologize about that.
Well, what good is trying to get information on a sweepstakes that you don't know anything about?
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that, and I'm so sorry about this experience. Do you have any more questions for me?
Oh, good God. You guys need to get your shit together.